right, here we are. Bottom of the fourth, Mariners 3, Marlins nothing. We are also live on Twitter and Facebook right now. If you go to my Twitter feed, at Glenn Geffner, or my Facebook page, you've got Leonis Martin coming up for the Mariners against Tom Kohler, and Dave is about to sample the chapulines, the grasshoppers, here at Safeco Field, getting a close-up shot.
The chapulines, and I'm doing this in honor of the Greensboro Grasshoppers.
Right. Leonis Martin takes strike one.
The Marlins A club.
Here we go. You're going to just do one? You're going to do a whole handful there?
Well, or just throw the whole cup back? I'm not going to do a handful at a time.
Why don't you just throw the whole cup back?
I'm going to start with one.
Okay, start with one.
And see how that goes. Here's
okay,
one.
Here we go. It's on his tongue. Crunchy?
Yes. There's a little crunch in there.
Initial thoughts? 1-1 to Martinez. Bounce in the hole. It's short. Past the dive of Rojas. Base hit left field to start the inning. Now I'm going to continue to shoot video while I change hands, and I got to write that in my scorebook
score
here.
That?
Yeah, I'm trying to shoot with my left hand. I need to write with my left hand on my right side.
Well,
this may get tricky on video.
I got to put that in. Martin is on base, and Mike Zunino's the
batter. Zunino's coming up. All right.
And this will be in honor of the Kung Fu master, David Carradine.
Okay.
The grasshopper.
Right.
Kane, you know, you remember the show? Okay, you ready?
Here we go.
Number two.
You can't just eat one. Zunino, the hitter, the former Florida Gator. You're down in these things now. You didn't just eat one and put the cup away. Is that number three? Look at this. He's going crazy. Zunino fouls one back over our heads. Strike one.
Now, I need to tell you this.
Yeah.
I can understand why the fans that are enjoying these have a nice cold beer
or 12
or
before
tequila on the rocks or something like
before?
That.
Before?
No, during.
Okay, during.
Yeah. Wow.
I think it might be better before.
Because I might add about the grasshopper, no, it doesn't taste like chicken, number one. And number two, they're very spicy.
Yeah.
They're really very spicy.
Somebody described them
as
a vehicle for the spice.
Sort of like eating a crunchy jalapeno pepper.
Okay. Is it like popcorn? The texture, the feeling in your mouth?
No.
Okay. There's a strike called Zeno, nothing at two.
I feel like I'm eating an insect when it's in there.
Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. How's your stomach?
Just fine.
Just took another bite. Now, some of the Marlins players downstairs, some members of the coaching staff tried some of these pregame today.
I've had four now. You sure you don't want to?
I'm positive.
Not
absolutely
even one?
Positive. No. Absolutely positive. In fact, those things were too close to me a second ago when you held them out in my direction.
He didn't like that.
I'm not a bug guy. The 0-2 to Zunino, a breaking ball from Kohler, bends outside and low.
Well,
are
only
you going to finish those?
Am I going to finish
them? Are you going to take them back to the hotel?
No, I'm not going to finish
them. You going to save them?
Because they are really spicy hot.
Yeah.
And I would need something to go along with this.
You can save
like
them for later.
Ice cold beer.
Yeah. Post game.
Yeah. One more. I'm going to do one more right now for the fourth inning special.
What'd you eat? About a dozen of them?
I think a half a dozen.
Mariners have Zunino at the plate, Martin at first, nobody out here in the fourth. Dave has done it. And I'm going to kill the video feed here in a second. Quick throw over to first base. Martin dives back.
See,
he lived
guys.
To tell.
Enjoyed
well done.
It. When you're in Seattle, give him a try.
I have the utmost respect for this man, and yet somehow it's just grown here. Amazing. Wow. Now, I was prepared to stop the video feed and call Mike Kozak, Marlins trainer, get him up here if there was an issue, but apparently we've made it. All right. There goes the runner. The 1-2 pitch is high. JT's throw on a hop. D. Gordon's tag is late. A stolen base from Martin, his fourth in five tries this season. So the Mariners have a man at second with nobody out here in the fourth. There's been a lot of traffic on the base paths against Kohler tonight. All three Seattle runs coming in the first inning. And you look as though you're fine, normal?
I'm doing just fine. Stomach's just fine. And that big gulp of water that I just had was very good. But they are spicy hot. I mean, jalapeno spicy hot.
2-2 to Zunino is too high. Counts full with the top of the order. Gerard Dyson on deck for the Mariners here in the fourth. They've got 3 runs on 5 hits. Miami no runs, 1 hit. As we play with the roof closed, it's more of an umbrella than a roof that totally encloses this ballpark. The field and the stands are covered, but it's open around the edges, so it feels as though you're outside. You get that feeling, the chill tonight on a 55-degree night in Seattle. 3-2 pitch is fouled back, and you know had a big cut. And you're still okay over there.
I'm just fine.
No, we're still on for a post-game meal tonight, right? Or are you done for the night after that experience?
On.
Okay.
It'll be a light meal, though.
What did you do with your leftovers? You loaned them?
Right here.
All right. Lloyd Glazer, our engineer here in Seattle. He's got some dessert coming his way. Payoff pitch to Zunino is popped high in the air out behind the shortstop position. Rojas into short left. He'll be called off. No, he won't be called off. He'll make the catch. But Ichiro might take charge there, but... Miggy put it away for the first out. Now Gerard Dyson, the leadoff man. You sure you don't want to bring those home? Maybe Jose and Maddie want to give them a try?
Yeah, well, that wouldn't happen. I'll say this. There is a chance, maybe, that my daughter might try one. Maddie might try it. Jose, to the end of the earth.
What if you told her, she's very health conscious, what if you told her they're extremely high in protein and they're gluten-free?
She would still look at me like I was crazy.
Well, I wouldn't go near him either. Dyson steps in, lefty hitter, and he tried to check his swing on a curveball from Kohler. Went too far, strike one.
I'm trying to think of the people in my immediate family that would absolutely try them. I think my son Dwayne would try one. Not right now, but in another few weeks or a month. Because he's post-op right now.
And thankfully doing great.
Yeah.
Pickoff play at second base. The ball goes off the glove of Rojas into short left center field for the Marlins. Just their fourth error of the season. That's going to send Martin down to third base.
That has to be E1.
So with one out, a man at third, Marlins going to pull the infield in here. The throw was behind Rojas. Marlins still have not made an infield error. That's the second error by a pitcher, Dan Straley, now Tom Kohler. One by a catcher, JT Realmuto, and one yesterday by an outfielder, Giancarlo Stanton. Coming into play today, only the Royals had made fewer errors than the Marlins in all of baseball. So the infield does indeed shorten up. 3-0 Seattle already here in the fourth. Martin, good speed at third, one out. The 0-1 to Dyson is in on the hands. Ball one. A reminder that 2017 marks the debut of free T-shirt Fridays at Marlins Park. At select Friday home games, the first 7,000 fans are going to receive a specialty Marlins T-shirt. Different themed shirts going to be given away at each game. You'll want to collect the entire series. 1-1 to Dyson's in tight again. The first free T-shirt Friday of 2017 will be May 12th. With the Atlanta Braves at the ballpark. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. The first free T-shirt Friday, May 12th, Marlins and the Braves. 2-1 to Dyson, who's walked in line to first, and he takes over the inside corner at the knees, 2-2, a borderline pitch, and Kohler got the call. TK has now thrown 78 pitches through 3 1/3, 42 strikes, 36 balls. He's not had the great command here tonight. Martin leads from third with the infield in, one out. 2-2 pitch, and Dyson nubs one softly over Prado into left field for a hit. He's going to dig for second base as Ichiro plays the carom off the sidewall. It'll be an RBI double for Gerard Dyson and a 4-0 Seattle advantage. Just tapped that one over the drawn-in third baseman.
Stolen base in the air, set it up.
So both these teams hot coming in. The Marlins have won 3 straight and 7 of 10. The Mariners have won 3 straight after they started 2-8. But Seattle off to the hotter start in this ball game, now leading 4-0 in the fourth inning. And Juan Nieves out to talk with Kohler, whose next pitch will be number 80.
While that conversation takes place, let's just run through a couple of finals here for you. Houston won again. They beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-0. That was in Houston. And Houston has now won five in a row, and they are atop the American League West with a 9-4 record, 3.5 games ahead of the Angels. And Cleveland beat Minnesota 3-1. Milwaukee topped Chicago 6-3, and the Cubs are now under 500. They're now 6-7. They've lost four straight.
Mitch Haniger to the plate. Dyson, great speed at second base. One out. Pitch to the right-handed hitter. He's too far outside. Ball one.
Now, let me ask you this about eating grasshoppers.
Yeah. Well, you're the expert.
Especially prepared for human consumption.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in your family, immediate or otherwise, that would try a grasshopper?
There goes the runner for third. The 1-0 ground ball to the shortstop. Rojas has it. Throws to first. Two outs. But with Dyson in motion, he goes to third. I can say with great certainty the answer to that is no. Not my wife, not my daughter, not our middle child, our younger son. You know, Corey, our oldest, maybe, but I doubt it. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not my dad for sure, not my brother for sure. I would say no. I'll check with Corey and get back to you.
But, okay.
He's the only one who I would say there's even a 1 in 10 chance.
I think my son, Dwayne, would, and I think that my grandson, Tyler, would. My granddaughter, Bryn, no.
Yeah. I tend to try to avoid bugs. Here's Robbie Cano to the plate, and he hammers one toward the alley in left center. Ichiro racing back onto the track, and it's off the wall. In from third, Dyson. Cano's into second base with a slide, and it's 5-0 Mariners. Kohler's on the ropes. Jose Urania is up in the Marlins bullpen. It's just not Tom Kohler's night. It began with the leadoff walk in the first inning. Cano, two batters later, a home run. Nelson Cruz followed with a home run of his own. Kohler worked around a leadoff walk in the second. Gave up two hits and a walk, but escaped a bases loaded bind into the third. Here in the fourth inning, already two runs on three hits, two doubles. And now Nelson Cruz, a home run and a ground ball to first. Two outs, Cano at second. Cano is 2-for-3, a double, a homer, three batted in tonight. Pitch on the way to Nelly Cruz outside in the ball. Cruz has hit safely in all seven games in this homestand. He's 10-for-25, hitting .400. Double, two homers, now six RBIs. He got off to a dreadful start on the road. He was 2-for-25 on the season-opening seven-game trip. The Mariners got off to a dreadful start on the road, 1-6. But trying to go to 5-2 on their nine-game homestand as there's a strike over the inside edge to Cruz. Nelson Cruz has hit 40-plus homers each of the last 3 years. No player in baseball has hit more home runs over the last 3 years than Cruz. In all of baseball, only one active player has more 40-homer seasons than Cruz. Albert Pujols, 7. Cruz, 3. Jose Bautista, 3. There's a strike called and a curve to Cruz, 1-2. 23 players have one or more. Only Pujols with four straight from 03 to 06, and Cruz with three in a row in the last 3 years have three straight 40 home run seasons among all active players. And when you talk about 40 home run seasons in the Marlins, they've only had one in their history. 1-2 pitch to Cruz is way outside and low. Gary Sheffield hit 42 for the Marlins in 1996. In the last 3 years in the big leagues, there have been 18 players to hit 40 homers in this season. Cruz has done it three times. Nolan Arenado of the Rockies has done it twice, and 13 others with one 40-homer season over the last 3 years. Big-time home run hitter Nelson Cruz. 2-2 from Kohler. Outside and low counts full with Kyle Seager. Another dangerous hitter off to a slow start, though, on deck. 5 runs, 7 hits Seattle. No runs, 1 hit for the Marlins. No doubt to this point, the highlight of the night was Dave eating the grasshoppers. Glad you could be with us for the main event. Payoff to Cruz, a swing and a miss. He's down on strikes, inning over. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 left. We'll go to the fifth. assuming he's well enough to return for play-by-play. Dave's got you for the fifth. It's 5-0 Mariners on the Marlins Radio Network.